This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, friends, listeners, community? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Today, I'm going to answer a question from a listener wondering about a new online marketplace. This online marketplace is called Go Imagine. It's a special kind of marketplace that donates profits to charity. It's kind of meant to be like Etsy, I believe, but with profits going to charity. And of course, you can still sell things there. It's just that the platform is donating their profits to charity. Now, this listener is getting attention from her Pinterest pins and wants to know where to direct that traffic. Should she send it to the new marketplace or somewhere classic like Etsy? Now, of course, platforms, social networks, marketplaces, and so on, they come and go all the time. I always try to make this show in a way that is helpful, or at least potentially helpful to people, you know, long after the time that it's aired. So you could be listening to this in the future and this marketplace might not exist, or some other marketplace, or something else has changed. So what is the bigger picture? How do you decide, not just in the specific example, but how do you decide if you have traffic coming to a particular source and you want to send it somewhere else where you're selling a product or selling a service? How do you then make that determination? Like, if you only have one link, where do you place that link? What is the best possible scenario for you, etc.? So in this case, the question is, where should I direct my Pinterest traffic? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Hi, Chris. I'm Kim from Pennsylvania. I discovered the podcast a couple months ago, and I've spent every morning since with you. I look forward to the 15 minutes of motivation on my commute, and I've learned a lot, so thank you. I'm hoping you can help me start today with a little insight. My goal for the new year is to increase traffic to my business through social media. I've chosen to start by focusing on Pinterest, but I'm not sure how to best direct my efforts. I have an established Etsy shop that does well, and I also just began listing my items on a new online marketplace, GoImagine.com. I have high hopes for the new site. I love its concept. It's a caring marketplace that donates its profits to charity. I really think it's going to grow, but it's just not there yet. Since I can only add one URL to each pin, which site would you advise I drive traffic to? Etsy or GoImagine? Or should I split my attention between them? Thank you. I really value your opinion, and I would appreciate your help with this. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Kim. I'm so glad you're out there. I really value your opinion, too. But as for mine, in this case, I think it's all Etsy, basically. I think if you want to sell in this situation, make it Etsy. Because I'm not super familiar with this new platform. You know, I too hope it grows, but it's definitely not there yet, as you said. And I don't think it's actually going to grow without a lot of support. Like, I was just taking a quick look, and like on their Instagram, for example, they have less than 1,000 followers at the time I'm making this episode. Maybe in the future they'll have more, but just by comparison, Etsy has 1.7 million followers. And it all comes down to your goals, of course. Like, if your goal is to support this new platform, you really believe in its vision, then maybe that's one thing. But if you're really wondering what is the best thing for you, like what is most effective, most optimal for you, then to me, it seems pretty clear. You go with the established market leader because that's where the people are. And ultimately, that's what matters most. It's, you know, not what is this platform versus that platform. It's where are my people? Like, where are my people hanging out? That's where I need to be if I'm trying to sell something. Now, I do have one other suggestion, though. When it comes to placing links or URLs and you're like, I can only have one link, you know, do I split the difference? You know, what if it changes over time? Well, I don't think you should split the difference, but one thing that could help is using a custom URL where you can change the destination. So there are lots of services like Bitly, which is a URL shortener. So if you just go to bit.ly, B-I-T.ly, That allows you to put in your web page. It will give you a custom short link. And then later, if for some reason you actually want to send the traffic somewhere else, you can just adjust that in Bitly. You don't actually have to go back to all of your Pinterest pins. They also allow you to personalize it if you want to pay for the service. But I think without paying, you can still use just a basic version of it. There are other services like that as well. It's just a link shortener, as I said. So consider that. It also gives you some tracking information, which might be helpful over time. So that's my two cents. I do hope the new platform takes off, but since it's not there yet, my suggestion to Kim is, again, you know, go where the market is. All right, listeners, if you've got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. Every single day, new episode, stories, tips, more questions and answers, ongoing dialogue throughout the year as people launch their projects, grow their projects. I'm excited to hear what happens, and I hope you'll continue to join me. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.